This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says of Venezuela's leadership that the people have spoken and they have forcefully rejected President Nicolas Maduro and his regime. Speaking in Paraguay, Pompeo called the election that Maduro claims to have won a sham. The secretary praised Paraguay for being one of the 54 nations that have recognized opposition leader Juan Guaido as the country's true president.
As a member of the Lima Group, Paraguay stands among the leaders in our hemisphere in defense of democracy and calling out Maduro for what he truly is, a power-hungry tyrant who has brought ruin to his country and to his people.
Pompeo met with the president of Paraguay and had discussions focusing on Venezuela, human rights, transnational crime, and strengthening democracy in the region. On Sunday, the secretary heads to Colombia for a visit with refugees in the border town of Cucuta. Meanwhile, International Monetary Fund Managing Director Christine Lagarde says her organization will not help Venezuela deal with its economic crisis until a large majority of its members decide whom to recognize as the country's leader. Speaking at the IMF meetings here in Washington Saturday, Lagarde said the majority of members have not decided who to recognize, and that process has not even started.
And as soon as that happens, and we can actually identify the authorities, then we stand ready to move in and help and, sort of harness all our resources if we are asked to help together with others.
Venezuela has been struggling with a deep economic crisis marked by widespread food and medicine shortages, as well as hyperinflation. An estimated 3.7 million Venezuelans have fled the country. This is VOA News. Sudan has its third leader in as many days. Military interim leader Abdel Fattah al-Burhan Abdulrahman has promised protesters they will soon have a civilian government after three decades, that is, of autocratic rule under Omar al-Bashir. Reuters' Lucy Fielder has more.
Leader number three for Sudan in as many days, yet another army commander, promising victorious and jubilant protesters that there will be a civilian government to follow three decades of autocratic rule under Omar al-Bashir. Still, Abdel Fattah al-Burhan Abdulrahman says the transition could take up to 2 years. And the crowds on Khartoum streets are impatient for change and an end to rule by men in fatigues. Al-Bashir was arrested on Thursday after 4 months of protests over rising food prices, high unemployment, and growing repression.
Lucy Fielder of Reuters. The International Organization for Migration says that has repatriated 160 African migrants who have been living under dire conditions in Libya. Lisa Schlein has more from Geneva.
The situation in and around Tripoli has become increasingly violent and unstable since a renegade general began an offensive April 4th to capture the Libyan capital. Even with this turbulent backdrop, IOM organized a charter flight this week to Mali, carrying 160 migrants. Most will remain in Mali, but 61 migrants from Ivory Coast and Burkina Faso will continue onward to their homes of origin. So far this year, IOM has repatriated 3,175 migrants from detention centers and urban centers. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
More than 60 migrants rescued off Libya and kept at sea for 10 days finally disembarked in Malta on Saturday. Malta's government announced a deal to distribute the migrants across four European nations, Germany, France, Portugal, and Luxembourg. However, Malta said the German-flagged aid ship carrying them would still not be permitted to dock, and none of the migrants would remain in Malta. Thousands of Serbians protested again Saturday against populist President Aleksandar Vučić as riot police deployed inside the country's parliament, saying they wanted to prevent the opposition from storming the building. The protests in central Belgrade in front of the parliament building, the biggest so far in 19 weeks, came after months of anti-government demonstrations accusing Vučić of being autocratic and demanding that his government allow more democracy, media freedoms, and free elections. For more on these stories, be sure to visit our website. That's voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.